Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And I feel like seven.
It's Mike Schoep.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man, like plural, big, lots of S's. Lots of E's in S, bees. that was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome to the show, Mitch with Wishnowski. Another new punter. Three in
right.
Only a couple of months.
One lasted a week. The second guy lasted three. And here we are.
Closing in on Spinal Tap drummer territory.
Right.
At punter.
What's the most punters the Bills have ever had in a season?
This will be three. And
I don't think three. I don't think it's got. I'll bet it's not many more than three.
Interesting. Let's make it punters who were not also linemen or other position players like in the 60s, because they might have had a lot of guys just punt randomly in those years. But like punter only punters. Yes.
Yep. I can't, there's probably a year back in the, you know, before we were on the air, although we've been doing this a long time now.
They had.
Where they went through a pile of punters.
They had a year or two in the Donahoe years where they had two or more field goal kickers.
Yep.
But then it was Brian Moorman, and that was just it for, like, what, 15 years?
Punting wise, yes, that's right.
As punters?
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, we're on it. We're in a year where. Wait a second. Bass did not make it to the regular season. They brought Prater in before the opener. That's right. He made the kick against Baltimore.
That's right. Bass made it to one preseason game, the final preseason game. Then he went away. Punters since COVID. Bohorquez, Matt Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Martin for 3 years, Robbins for one game, Ravens, Cameron Johnston for three games, and now Mitch Wishnowski.
Right.
That's tough for me. I got to get used to that one.
Wishnowski.
Wishnowski.
Piece of cake.
You're, you know, I'm so smooth.
Yeah.
Here's Zach with us. Hi, Zach.
I got practice.
Hi, guys. Just real quick on Diggs while we're talking about it. You know, I find it foolish of people wanting to boo him, honestly. I almost think it's almost a sign of insecurity not to look into it too deeply. But for me, maybe the most fun I've ever had watching this team operate, more specifically the offense, was when he was a big part of it, certainly. So, you know, as far as I go, I certainly will not boo him, and I don't think I ever would. I'm very thankful for the contributions that he made here. I wish it would have worked out in the end, but I think that team was just so awesome. I remember it very fondly. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm not going to applaud him, but I won't boo him when he walks out. That's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know about the insecurity thing. I mean, it's just bored, fun. I mean, he's on the other team now. Like, it's not that complicated. You know, he left here under cloudy circumstances, right? I mean, I don't know, maybe fans have got their own theories about it. If they don't, they just accept that he didn't want to be here anymore, so the Bills sent him on his way. I think if he had wanted to be here still, like if they didn't feel like they needed to divest themselves of him because of his not wanting it, I don't think they would have gone for $31 million in dead money in a contention window. I think they would have tried to put their heads down and get through it and hope that he would have a better season than he had a finish to the previous season. So, you know,
I don't know about that.
If the premise is right that he didn't like us anymore, that's reason enough in sports to boo somebody. I mean, I said what I said earlier about him. Like, I think he was great for the whole production here, and I have no ill will. And I'm kind of glad they got out when they did. I wasn't at the time, but I am now looking back at it, and that would mitigate my feelings toward the whole situation. Like, I'm not mad that he wanted to leave because I'm frankly kind of glad he did at the time he did. So. But you don't have to think it through. Most people don't think it through that much. It's just you're on the wrong team now. And it happens to be that team, by the way. I mean, I don't know. We never got to see him in a Houston Texans uniform come here. He played against the Bills last year, and they beat the Bills. But that wasn't in our place. And I don't know if that would have been different because Houston's not what New England is. New England is, you know, monolithic in our history here. They are a problem for us.
Well, you're right, but they're also not, fans are not going to boo Ramondre Stevenson.
No, that's right.
Just because he plays for the Patriots. I think, I don't know, we don't have to go long on this because there's really, I'm not sure there's a like an answer, but I think the Bills-Diggs thing was pretty mutual. He might have wanted to leave, and that might have been true for a while, but they were also ready to be done with him. And I think that that's maybe everybody. I think McDermott was. I want to feel like this doesn't happen if he would have fought it. Maybe if, like, any of the principals, McDermott, Allen, is there anyone else? Like, if anybody would have fought it, maybe he's still around. And if Diggs isn't 100%, I got to go, maybe he's more just like, I just want to get paid and play and win, you know? Like, he could have won here. He did win here a lot. Then maybe it doesn't happen, but we saw when he was on the team and they changed offensive coordinators that Joe Brady all but turned his back on Diggs. He had no interest in an offense that was revolving around Diggs. Like, that just ended all the way through the playoffs to the point where Diggs is running open with three points down, 2 minutes left in the red zone against Kansas City, and Allen just didn't care. He had to throw to the end zone. Like, it was far from anymore being about Diggs. That was true in earlier playoffs too, but like as it was growing old, he was just another guy. And then you had, you know, putting the hands out, the last drive, that same drive against the Chiefs, 0 for 3 on passes to Diggs, 6 for 6 to passes on passes to everyone else. So what I didn't appreciate well enough from the end of that game to the time he was traded was the thinking that the Bills were ready to move on. Because I looked at it more like they couldn't move on.
Well, that's right. That's why I said it that way. I think they may have wanted to. I just don't think they would have if he wasn't open to it. So that is a little, I guess I am backing up a bit there in agreeing to that. But I think him not wanting to do it anymore here is the impetus. I think if he's like, come on, we'll do it. You know, like I'm in, I'm all in. I don't think they eat $31 million in a contention window. I think they try to hope that he's going to catch 90 balls again for them, you know, which would have been down from the 100 or whatever they were used to. But I think they would have kept going. That's just my opinion.
Do they draft Coleman?
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I wanted them to draft. As soon as Diggs got here, I wanted them to draft another guy.
Like, but they didn't.
Right. They never. So I'm always, you know, he was at the height of his powers. And I was like, get another guy in here to sort of be behind him. Gabe Davis ain't it. You need another guy so that you have a king when he's no longer king.
Me too. But they didn't.
Right.
And if Diggs isn't traded, which you say is what would have happened had he not well enough wanted to leave.
Maybe they don't. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Not really the same thing, but if I'm Brian Thomas, I'm waking up to Trevor Lawrence, Travis Hunter dance-a-thon commercials, and like, what happened to me? And Diggs would be that type. Like, he needed to be the alpha. And if you bring in, whether it's Keon Coleman or someone else with your first draft pick, like, he could have been put off by that, right? Like, that's,
yeah, I suppose
maybe something the Bills would have expected if it went that far. I don't know. You know the ad I'm talking about with,
yes.
I don't know what it's for.
Yeah, I don't either. But
I make a point to not know what ads are for.
Seen the ad.
Even as somebody, I am also a guy who refuses to let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis define me. But still, like, I usually don't know what ads are for.
Mm-hmm. I admire that about you.
Jeff is next.
And
hi, Jeff.
Moderate plaque psoriasis.
Hey, how you doing?
Moderate to severe. You have to say it. Sorry. Moderate to severe.
Hi, Jeff.
Like a normal person would in everyday, right, you know, language. Yes, Jeff.
Okay, so I agree that I think that he wanted out, in my opinion, you know, for whatever reason. You know, we heard his brother talking that trash. Rumors start from all over. I mean, if I was going to boo someone, I'd boo that his brother if they came here and he was playing. But when it came to Diggs, I think he wanted out. I think they tried to do the best they could to get him out. Sacrifice whatever cap space, and look, our offense the last two years have been, I mean, it wasn't our offense that caused us a problem, it was the defense for any of our losses at the end of the playoffs. I don't blame the offense at all, so I think we're going strong without him, so I have no issues with that. As far as him leaving, I was like, good riddance. You know, you want to go, you know. I'm sure at first I was like, really, he's gonna leave? But to me, that whole season prior, I thought there was an issue with him and Josh. And then he drops some balls. He talks all this thing like he wants to be number one, and he has to get the ball, and you can see him complaining. But then when those couple big throws were down there, he dropped it. You know, he didn't make the plays. So I was like, maybe he's a little bit older. Maybe we need to kind of move on. I was fine with it. So that's where I'm at.
All right.
I'm not booing him, though. But
okay. Yeah, like last summer, before we knew what the next 18 months would hold, I would say more of the fan sentiment was worried, like, without him. Like, this is the whole wide receiver train, if I may, point is like, all right, now what? Diggs and Davis go at the same time. Like, all right, now what? And what did the Bills do? They shoved it in the faces of anybody sort of that mind, with Mac Hollins leading the team in receiving touchdowns in an MVP year for their quarterback. Like, come on. And a franchise record in points. Just like, we'll show you who we don't need. But I would say, you know, there are maybe lots of fans like Jeff who are like, yeah, I never really was worried about it. But I think most people that I talked to last year were worried about it. And then the season went along, much like this one is so far. And it's really hard to sound like you're a sane person if you sound like you're worried about anything. I mean, they seem impervious to normal problems, injuries, turnover luck, close games, division rivalries. Like, the Bills just seem to have reached a point where they are immune from any sort of normal plaque psoriasis things that just sort of come into your life and become something you need a special drug for. They just do. I'll stop. I'll drop that. But like, they just seem again, impervious to any sort of normal problems.
You did skip moderate to severe.
Moderate to severe. Can you believe the drug ads? There's literally a guy who says that line. I refuse to let moderate to severe plaque psoriasis define me. What are you, you know, Benjamin Franklin? What kind of a sentence is that?
What kind of orating is that?
Yeah. Moderate to severe, you would say, in normal life? All right. They probably help pay us. Yeah. I don't know. They pay everybody.
They all do. Yeah, I don't know. Do I need to give the speech again about how the Bills had the ball the last 2 years when they lost in the playoffs on offense? Do I need to give that speech again?
Because you do.
Now, one of those years, Diggs is on the field, okay? So, I mean, whatever. But, I'm sorry. I know. 9 yards of play. A.J. Klein. Like, I know it all. But if I've got the ball at midfield or better around the two-minute warning needing a touchdown to win with that guy playing quarterback, I got to make sure I got enough people around him to make that happen for him. Because that is probably – it's if I'm going to beat Kansas City one of these friggin' years, it's going to come down to that. All right, McDermott's defense is not going to shut down the Chiefs. You're not going to beat them 15-12. Okay, you're going to need a touchdown late to win the game and go to the Super Bowl. And maybe you need the same thing in the Super Bowl. And last year I got Amari Cooper, who never played again in the league, catching the second-to-last pass of the year and getting caught from behind and tripped. So I could use another guy. I'm sorry. Like that, you're right. It is choo-choo. It is the wide receiver train conversation, and that is why. It irks me to no end that does not mean McDermott gets a free ride or something, but, man, if I'm the coach of the team and I've got that guy at quarterback and I've got the ball in that situation, I love my chances. I always will. I think I'm going to win. And they haven't.
You know what you're saying
here? And I think the receiver talent is baked into that.
Sorry. I think you know what you're saying here that really is important? It's not what happened already. It's what could happen next time, this year. Right? Like, do you think that they've fixed that?
No. No, well, I think we are going to be, I plugged in my headphones 2 minutes before Brownie and Steve Tasker were done today. And I heard Steve say something about, well, this matchup, maybe it's a chance for them to air it out and get the downfield passing game going. We're going to be saying that all year, I think.
They're too good.
They don't need it, so we're not seeing it. And when they need it, will they have it? That is something that will, I don't want to say keep me up at night, but like on the list of concerns, it's not high up because they're getting their 30 points and Brandon Bean yelled at our morning show guys about it. And so like, okay, we're wrong. We'll stand down. I don't know. I've got the ball. I got to get a touchdown there and it's lights out. I beat you. It hasn't happened.
When they need it, who is it? That's still a question you can ask about these Bills.
Yes.
When they need it, who will it be? Did they need it against New Orleans? Not exactly, but it was close. And so was Miami. And how did they get it done against Miami with James Cook? You know, both games really with James Cook and a few Allen plays and then a takeaway.
I appreciate Allen throwing up a couple of deep balls on Sunday. One of them got intercepted. Both of them had two defenders right there. There's no separation. There's no, like, he underthrew it and the defense. No, the defender's right there, like, in stride with the receiver. Was it Coleman both times? I think it might have been. They don't have that piece. They still don't. Palmer played 25% of the snaps on Sunday. They're saving him.
Not surprising.
They're saving him for the Chiefs game.
That's what he's always been.
They're saving him for the playoffs. I don't know.
That's what he's always been.
I sound like they're 2-2. I know, all right? I just get hot with the, no, the defense. Yeah, okay. I got the ball, man.
You're saying they have moderate to severe warning signs
yes.
in this area?
Yes. I guess so. Moderate I guess I would
severe.
Say that. Yes.
Moderate to severe is just so beyond the pale.
Well, I'm in here yelling, the Cubs got another run.
Yes, heck why.
Hopping on the Padres late wasn't a good idea.
When did you do that? After the game started?
Right before they got the double play. It was like plus 4.
When I cashed out, I told you I cashed out. Then you bought in?
I went in.
Well, you didn't say anything.
They were plus 450. I was waiting to spring it on you. A good time.
How would that have reached me? I cash out, which I say I never do, when the Padres are down a run and there's two on, and I literally tell you I'm doing it. At that moment, you decide to bet them and not say anything?
The segment was starting.
Oh, yeah. I have moderate to severe problems.
I wasn't even going to do it. I was looking at the other games and I saw plus 450.
I'm like,
they're going to get a double play and get out of this and then win the game. And they got the double play, which was great, but they given up another run.
I still have them, and now I don't even know if I want it.
Yeah.
Because of that move. That is a certain kind of move right there.
What, you're offended that I bet them because you cashed out?
I'm not offended that you bet them because I cashed out. I'm a little bit offended that you didn't say you were doing it. Like, you could have just, in a friendly way, said, okay, let me just, I'll jump in. Like, okay, maybe you'll be wrong here, but you didn't, you kept it from me.
It was spur of the moment, and we were talking. I was waiting for them to, like, come back and tell you I got on it.
That's weird. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's weird, but.
All right, well, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
You know, but that makes it even worse, because that's what you say when you don't really mean it.
I don't really mean it because I don't think I owe you a damn thing.
See, I'm sorry if I
don't owe you anything.
Is how you say
I
it. If you don't mean
and
it.
I bet them, and that's my private business. I decided to share it with you right
now. It's like the guy, the car guy, who was all mad last week, and he's like, "You should listen to me," and like that's so dumb because I have been literally listening to the whole thing. All right, this is a good time for a break. Let me just splash some water on my face. Maybe the Padres will come back. I guess I want them to. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Such a fun time of year for sports fans with, if you like everything, you got everything pretty much. Ryder Cup ended, maybe a bit of a letdown, although there was a lot of action. The Grand Slam of curling that came and went. Two Canadian champions there, Dunstone and Homan. Great to see. And, of course, the NFL is on that list. Baseball is somewhere on that list. NHL's coming. A week from tonight is the beginning of the regular season.
Right.
Sabres open, what, Thursday?
Rangers? Yeah, it is the 9th, yes.
Next year, the season starts in September.
I saw that. Yeah.
Do we want that? Is that good? Why not?
If it ends sooner, yes.
It doesn't.
But it won't.
It won't.
So then I don't really care.
Sure.
No. I would love it if it started already, if it would wrap up by like Memorial Day.
The finals.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. But
totally a normal thought.
They don't seem to want to do that.
No. It's got to be summer when they're playing the finals.
Yeah.
In Winnipeg.
Because they don't want to be what? What is it? Like, they don't want to get swallowed up by the start of both college and NFL football in September. So wait until that gets going and we get tired of that. And then like, okay, let's go watch some hockey. But we never get tired of the football. So if you just love the hockey, you're going to be there for the hockey no matter what. So if you started it in the middle of September, we'd be there because we love it. But not enough of us love it, I guess.
We're not putting it in front of
other
things if we like multiple things.
Right.
If we only like hockey, watch hockey.
But I would put, like, if the Sabres were playing when Arizona was playing Seattle last Thursday, if the Sabres are playing a regular season hockey game, I'm watching the hockey game.
Is that right?
Yeah, 100 times out of 100.
The opener or any Sabres
game? Any Sabres regular season game, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's my team.
So like, next Thursday night, when they open.
The football game is dead to me until 9:30 or so.
Eagles at Giants.
Not happening until the hockey's over. Yeah, 100%.
Even with Al involved.
I don't care. I'm not going to disparage anyone. Doesn't matter to me who's there.
Okay.
And the matchup, I'm watching the Sabres.
Eagles-Giants is not the best.
No, but if it was Eagles,
Bills.
Cowboys, Eagles 49ers, like whatever, a juicy NFC matchup, Bills, I mean, that's different.
Yeah.
Sure. Eagles against anyone but Bills, hockey game wins for me.
This Thursday is Niners at Rams. Sunday night is us, New England at Buffalo. Monday night is Kansas City at Jacksonville. Next week, primetime. Thursday night, Philadelphia at the Giants. Sunday night, Detroit at Kansas City. Then Monday in week 6 is us again. Bills, Falcons, and also Chicago at Washington. Another doubleheader. Oh, my God, last night. Just the two. The guys, the first game, guys, I just.
That was a struggle. Yes.
Lewis Riddick will say the word football 500 times on one broadcast. I mean, think of all the ways you could say it.
Mm-hmm.
Football team, football game, the football. He will say it
football
hundreds,
player,
hundreds of times in a game. Somebody just sort of get a hold of him. There's no confusion about what sport this is that we're watching. You really don't need to almost ever use that word. But that's just me. I'm not in the booth. Mike is next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Mike.
Good. Bulldog, I wanted to touch on something you said a little while ago. Basically, your trepidation with the pass game needing to be there when, if and when it comes down to it. And Normally, I would agree with you. Like, definitely last year, I was really worried about that. But this year, I mean, one, the league, I think, is different than it has been the past few years, definitely earlier in Allen's career. And then, two, the only game they've really been challenged at all was Baltimore. And mm-hmm. I would say they passed with flying colors in that instance. So, there's not a lot to talk about, maybe. It's kind of a boring regular season this year because it's all about the playoffs, I think. But I don't know. I mean, other than the defense, like, I feel like, you know, the offenses, they look good, and you really can't be – there's not a lot to criticize with how they're scoring, no matter how they're doing it, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. And look, yeah, they I said after that game they got forced at gunpoint to throw the ball downfield, and it worked. And, you know, credit to them. I just don't know. I'm going to need to see more of it. I mean, I think looking at the last two games, I think I've got opportunities where Allen is looking down the field and he's getting scared off it. And even in the New Orleans game, he took a couple of shots, and both times there were two defenders right there to meet the ball because that's where the receiver was. He did not get away from the other guy, and the safety was able to come across. And so I don't know that they have still guys that can get open. There are often tweets during. I'm not super active on Twitter during games because I think it's mostly a cesspool, but different reporters who I trust that are there watching will often say, like, there's just the guys are not open. He's looking and it's not there. Now, you know, in the case of Sunday, he just pulled the trigger anyway and got picked off. So you don't want that. But what you want is to be able to hit on those plays when they're open. And New Orleans was not a team that should have been able to shut you down in that department. But, you know, again, did they need it? No, but they took a couple shots just to take them maybe. I don't know. I'm just not convinced. The Baltimore game does not convince me they have enough in that area. And I'm still scarred by last year. Because this year's lineup is not that drastically different than last year's. And in the end, they didn't have enough. I said it earlier. Like, it's Amari Cooper getting caught from behind on third down. The fourth down play is just a wing and a prayer, but still.
Caught from behind on a play where there are zero air yards.
Right.
Like, not even down. They didn't even reach the point where they wanted to use him or thought they could use him down the field. That's probably a combination of how they wanted to play and usually did play with or without him, and they're realizing that there was no there.
He didn't have it, right. Right.
But that will – this is an interesting day because I think – it's funny, too, on the heels of yesterday when – we start the week and you're like, we're not going to make it to January. And today you sound like you're not going to make it to January.
I know, right?
They could win every week the way they play and the way they win. I mean, Allen's the heavy favorite for the MVP. He's looking good to win back-to-back MVP awards. Their defense is getting away with it. Their defense has got like six potentially impact players who are not available right now that could make all the difference. Yet, we could get to January and not really feel that great about this. And the best thing that will, you know, feel good about is, you know, hopefully that they only have to play two games instead of three and will not be injured because they'll have been the
in
one.
In part because of it. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I'm glad you said that about how we let off yesterday because I know, like, I have, I hope, enough self-awareness to realize, like, how I'm sounding. It's just the defense is the problem always sets me off because I just feel like I need to constantly at least not set the record straight. It's just my abuse. You can be on either side of that if you want, but the overwhelming sentiment I hear, because I think we want to blame the coach who blew the 13 seconds game for everything that happens, and we love the player. We have his jersey. We don't have Sean McDermott jerseys, so I've got Josh Allen with the ball in his hands, and it doesn't come through, and I'm not blaming him necessarily as much as I'm saying they don't have enough to get that done when they need it. And that's on them. That's not necessarily on Josh. He can work with who he's got. But I'm just not comfortable that there's enough there. If there's a thing to worry about for me, because everybody's going to have their thing, right? It's the 4-0. What are we going to do? Just stare at each other for 3 months here?
Yes.
My thing is going to be that. Do I have enough there? When I need it, when I need to call on it, I need a play. Do I have a dude that's going to make that happen? Or is Josh just going to have to run for it? Which, you know, Godspeed. I hope that works.
Yeah, I feel like that is definitely what's going to happen. So maybe you don't worry as much because we know what's going to happen.
Right.
And maybe they'll win. Anyway, I think this is...
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Can't say like a critical game, because everybody that talks football tells you like that whatever is happening right now is super important. It can't all be super important. In fact, that's kind of what the word means, is like it's more meaningful than most other things. But I do like New England in general. I like their team. I like what it looks like is happening there. And they don't have anything to lose here.
No.
Miami had, oh my God, is it going to blow up? Coach fired? I mean, what?
Yeah.
Can we never beat this team? New England doesn't say that. New England does beat the Bills. Like, they have wins against the Bills. They have close games. They've won here. Like, that's, how many games in a row has it been where the Bills were, like, in tough against the Patriots? It's a few. And that, I know that includes Week 18, but, you know, leave that out. The home game last year was tight. They lost there, what, 2 years ago? Like, with Mac Jones, this has been a tough game for them. Not the playoff game, I guess. No. But maybe since then.
Right.
And
not for nothing. Sorry.
You had no, I just feel like maybe not the Bills, probably you'd like to think, but I think maybe now with what's happened so far, it all kind of feels over already.
Right. Well, that's what I'm waiting to say here is they're 3-2, you're 4-1.
Right. It's very much on.
I mean, it's, yeah. I mean, you're going to be watching their score next week. If they somehow come in here and beat the Bills, somehow makes it sound like it's like they're pushing a rock up a hill. I mean, whatever. They could win the game, and it's 3-2 and 4-1.
Their next three: Saints, Titans, Browns.
Right, as opposed to 5-0 and 2-3. That's a big with the tiebreaker, like that, or at least the leg up on the tiebreaker, and you're going to play them again. But still, like that's a big difference.
Jets twice, Bengals, Giants, whatever Baltimore is, Miami again. I still like the Patriots to get to 10 wins. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.